Jamie's been in the Real Madrid youth out the C team from 16 to 20 years of age. They wanted to extend his contract, but his friends with Cristiano Ronaldo told him he's got to be playing first team football and England would suit his game. So he came over to England. He trained with us for about a week before going to Bolton for the last month. And he's been on trial at Bolton for a month, but he wants to play first team football and he loved the first week here. And, you know, we always said that, look, if you don't get offered a first team squad contract at Bolton, then we'll sign you. And fortunately for us, Bolton don't feel he's ready for first team Premier League action, and think he's one for the future, and he wants to play for competitive football at this age. So he's opted to join us, which is an incredible deal for us.
It's quite remarkable. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like it, a non-league side signing a Real Madrid player. I see their agent is talking about him being in the Premier League in 3 years' time. Do you have any problem essentially being a stepping stone in this young man's career?
I think if you're signing someone at 20 years of age that's just come from Real Madrid, you can't be anything but a stepping stone. So it's a great privilege for us to be able to attract a player like that with the facilities and everything that we're trying to do here and the squad and the management. The fact that he's bought into that gives me a lot of confidence, and should give our supporters confidence. But yeah, obviously if he ends up being the player that people think he'll be, then he can't be with us for that long.
And you haven't broken the bank to bring a player like this in?
No, I mean he's Real Madrid don't pay their C team players extraordinary amounts of money, so he's not used to the millionaire lifestyle or anything. He's just a very confident lad that wants to play football at the right club, because he's technically gifted. He wants to be at a club that plays football in a certain way, and there aren't, to be honest, many clubs that approach the game in the way that our management team do. So it's just a perfect fit for him, and it's not about money. It's about getting the right opportunity, hopefully being in a successful side, hopefully for him being a standout player, and that'll be a short-term investment for him for what he wants to achieve in over the next 5, 10, 15 years.
And just a final one, Ms. Ladak, you've really backed Merrill Mason in bringing in the players that he wants. Does a signing like this, which is a marquee signing, I suppose, vindication for that? A proof that the kind of players that he's introduced to the club and the kind of players you've been in touch with are the kind of signings that can really excite the fans?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's got everyone is excited at the moment. Connected to the club, supporters, management team, all the staff that are working behind the scene, all the volunteers, everyone's extremely excited. But obviously, football is not played on paper, so we need to see how this team gels, and hopefully it does. And there's no limits to what this team can achieve if they get it right.